Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome to our show today. It is Friday, January 15th, 2021. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. It's been a heck of a week. And unfortunately, next week is probably going to even be a little bit crazier. But since we're here, let's get right on into it. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. And as usual, we're going to do news until we run out of news. And then we're going to open the phone lines for your comments and questions and observations and opinions here. Now, story coming on from several sources, but this one's from the Gateway Pundit. Apparently, President Trump has declassified all of the Russia collusion documents, and they're coming out starting right now. One report said there were some redactions, but I'm not able to confirm that one. But last night, Lou Dobbs reported Trump ordered the release of the Obamagate intelligence documents. So this is the revenge of Trump on those who stole the election from him. Now, I've received more than one flyer, if you will, talking about an armed event at various state capitals in Washington, D.C. on Inauguration Day. And all I can say is don't fall for it. It is a setup. OK, remember how they set up, you know, Trump's rally last week? Sent in agent provocateurs to cause trouble. If you show up with guns, that will be the excuse for a gun ban. And that's what they want to do because they are that afraid of us. So don't attend these so-called armed events. Don't promote them. Don't pass it along. And just everybody needs to stay peaceful and calm and, you know, just not get put into a situation where you can be lured or tricked or encouraged into doing something that the media will use to demonize conservatism, Trump supporters in general, Trump himself. So please be very careful. It just feels like it's a setup. All this talk about armed protests at the state capitals. Now, the FBI is still out there sounding the warning that this is going to happen, but nobody can actually find any evidence to support it. So this is another classic FBI deception, and they've done so many of them throughout their history. COINTELPRO, good example there. The framing of James Earl Ray, declaring Vince Foster a suicide, and on and on. This is what the FBI does, okay? They're not the good guys, no matter what you see on TV. Now, here's where it gets a little interesting. Fired FBI official Andrew McCabe says President Trump's video message demanding peace and denouncing political violence is actually coded language that calls for violence. I mean, talk about really being out there. And McCabe is out there saying that, you know, Trump's call for peace is actually a call to violence. He called it a dog whistle. And McCabe meets Shark, Shark meet McCabe here. Remember 4 years ago when Donald Trump was being inaugurated, there were hundreds of violent left-wing rioters that smashed windows, set limousine on fire in Washington, D.C. The government later dropped all charges against the rioters. Just a little something to keep in mind as we head into Inauguration Day. Apparently, there's been yet another video surface showing the police allowing the crowd into the Capitol building. So again, this was all a setup, and everybody who was there to be peaceful, they got played, and don't let it happen again. Rudy Giuliani is out there laying out the video evidence that the January 6th Capitol event was a false flag. And he's starting to say that's why he calls them Black Lives Matter. Apparently even some Democratic House members are saying this had to be an inside job, which makes a lot of sense. I mean, that building is one of the best protected buildings in the country. And yet the Antifa, Black Lives Matter, just waltzed on in and caused all kinds of easily repaired, inexpensive damage in front of the news camera. Now, another story, this one coming out of Investment Watch blog. Apparently, somebody is launching an investigation into a group of visitors that were given a guided tour in the Capitol building on January 5th, the day before the events unfolded, for which Trump has been impeached a second time. Let's see. This is a warning story coming out of the Gateway Pundit here. There are about 20,000 troops deployed to the nation's capital, National Guard. They are being allowed to carry weapons, and we are being told they are authorized to use lethal force. Now, all of these guards and all of this armor and all the guns and the lethal force here, inaugurate what we are told is the most popular president in U.S. history. So they're turning Washington, D.C., the entire country, into a police state here. The Washington Monument will be closed. The National Mall will be closed. Airbnb is canceling all reservations in the area for the inauguration. Hotels are being pressured to do the same. Apparently, Hotel Tonight has gone along with that. That's a subsidiary of Airbnb. So they're trying to, lock the Capitol down. And they did that, back on the 6th, to try and discourage people from showing up. But a million people did show up. Okay, article coming on out of UNS.com, American Pravda, our disputed election. This is not going away. I know the corporate media is out there saying, oh, there's nothing there. It was an honest election. How could you begin to doubt our democracy? Well, the evidence before our eyes. And, there is so much evidence out there. All the pre-election polls had shown Biden with a comfortable lead, but they're rigging the polls to sort of explain away, what was going to happen, on election night here. But just as had been the case 4 years ago, the actual votes tabulated revealed an entirely contrary outcome. According to the official vote count, Biden-Harris ended up millions of votes ahead, having racked up huge leads in overwhelmingly Democratic states, and so forth and so on, and basically just going on about all the fraud that we witnessed here. Now, Peter Navarro, part of Trump's team, has issued his third major report on the historic election fraud, and once again confirms Trump actually won that election by a landslide. That's why they had to be so obvious to steal it for Biden. Trump was way ahead, and that's why they had to wheel in, these cartons full of generated votes, run them through the machine over and over again for Biden, which was caught on video, I might add. And all of this other stuff, they hit the panic button, and it became so obvious the American people just noticed it. Latest poll is that despite the total media whitewash, 78% of Trump voters believe the election was rigged and stolen. Another poll says 30% of Democrats think the election was rigged and stolen. So that basically, works on out to being, a little more than half of the American population knows this election was stolen. Now, I have railed against Donald Trump for his limp handling of the election fraud issue going back to when he took office in 2017. And yes, the Democratic states were fighting back against him, but based on the Supreme Court decision that presidential elections are federal elections, Trump had the authority to go on in there and demand reform. And instead, Trump backed down and he handed the whole election fraud issue to the Department of Homeland Security. Okay. And the Department of Homeland Security has officially concluded there was no evidence of fraud in the 2020 election. And the Trump administration has now fired the senior DHS cyber official, as well he should. See, Trump coming into office, he was very naive. He's a businessman. He's not a politician. And he just never really learned until probably the last couple of months just how dirty and corrupt national politics can be. And unfortunately, it was too late to learn that lesson. And a little bit of good news there. The Supreme Court has ruled against universal vote by mail in Texas. The Democrats, of course, screaming and wringing their hands and saying, unfair, unfair. How are we supposed to steal our elections in the future? And there's a new poll out saying that two-thirds of Republicans approve of Donald Trump's behavior even after the riot at the Capitol building. And supporters of both parties are saying the country is tearing itself apart. And that is certainly true as well. Now, this next story broke yesterday, but I wanted to get a little more confirmation and clarity about what was going on. Roger Stone's wife is in the hospital, and apparently she was out walking her dog when some leftist riding a bicycle basically collided with her and then proceeded to give her a severe beating, putting her in the hospital. Now, Roger Stone was not with her at the time, but again, this is what we've come to, you know, physical attacks and physical violence. It's just ugly out there. Meanwhile, of course, you know, we're heading to the inauguration and Trump's White House. We've already had resignations and people are sending out their resumes there and wondering what they're going to do, you know, for a job here. So I had an idea, and that is I'm going to start a GoFundMe page so that we can give everybody in the Trump administration a $600 check. And that's just going to make everything all better, won't it? So let's talk about corporate media and the ongoing fight over online freedom of speech. Apparently, according to an executive at Parler, apparently they are courting Apple's Tim Cook as an ally. He has apparently offered to lift the App Store ban if Parler purges content that incites violence. Now, obviously, this would mean that Parler has gone down the dark path toward online censorship. So better get on over there to Gab. By the way, I checked out Gab. They've got their new servers online and the response is decent there. Apparently, following Facebook suspending Trump's account, he got almost 150,000 likes, according to Newsweek. So people understand when, you know, somebody's not being treated fairly. And I think most American people do have an instinct for fairness, and they don't like it when somebody's not being treated fairly here. Project Veritas has struck again. Apparently, a Twitter insider secretly recorded CEO Jack Dorsey talking about further political censorship. And basically on this tape, which is linked to whatreallyhappened.com, he's basically saying it doesn't start and stop with Donald Trump. They're going to be going after conservatives in general, just as hard as they can, to try and make sure that only the liberal point of view, the Marxist point of view, is all you're going to see on the internet. Another story, this one coming out of Breitbart. Apparently, Google is drawing criticism for an experiment, is what they're saying they did, where they blocked some Australian news sites from search results. And critics call it a chilling illustration of the company's stranglehold on internet search. Good reason to go over to DuckDuckGo. And apparently, Google is facing major criticism after it was revealed that the company removed some local news content from the search results in Australia. And so Google is drawing some flack there. And I hope we're going to see a lot of entrepreneurs start up, you know, new unconnected search engines and so forth. Ben Swan was out there with a video saying that the cure to all these problems of online censorship is decentralization. And it's interesting that he says that because the internet was originally created to be decentralized and impossible to control and censor. It was designed to survive the loss of one third of its connectivity and still continue working. But all these social media companies like Google and Facebook and Twitter, you know, basically lured people in to these points of control, and now they're starting to use it. Story coming on out of Able Danger. basically saying that the powers that think they are will start deplatforming sites beyond their control using the DNS system. Now, DNS is basically when you type the name of a site like whatreallyhappened.com or republicbroadcasting.org, the computer doesn't know what it means. The name of the website gets sent to a domain name server, and the server then tells the computer the IP address the site is at, and your computer then makes the link and accesses the web page. Now, a lot of the Patriot websites have dedicated IPs. I used to have a dedicated IP, but unfortunately, when SiteGround forced my move from a dedicated server to a virtual server, I lost my dedicated IP. So I get a lot of emails saying, what's your dedicated IP? I don't have one anymore. Sorry about that. Over at WhatsApp, downloads have fallen by more than 2 million compared to the previous week, as millions turn to Telegram and Signal. Now, apparently, you know, WhatsApp is owned by Facebook. They're definitely losing a lot of money over all of this banning and censorship and control information here. So another article coming on out from UNS.com here. Apparently, people are starting to ask, how much lawbreaking did Joe Biden incite in Kenosha with his demand to, quote, dismantle systemic racism, end quote, after the first night of rioting? And it certainly seems to me that that is a far clearer case of incitement to violence than that with which Donald Trump is being accused. And there was a lot of violence that followed. Another article, this one from UNS.com, talking about the amnesia of the anarcho-tyrannists, and basically reminding us all that all during the year 2020, there were riots, burnings, buildings destroyed, violence all across the streets of America, and nobody really tried to do anything about it. You know, very few arrests, and the corporate media and the Democrats tried to make it look like this was something good going on. You know, and now that they've had a little bit of a manufactured taste of their own medicine, all of a sudden, now it's bad. Okay, actress and Me Too activist Rose McGowan is criticizing the Democratic Party, saying that impeachment is a cult propaganda, and says the Congress should not even be wasting their time with this while America suffers through a pandemic and a crashed economy. And she's absolutely right. And a lot of people made the same comment. Why are you wasting time on this one here? Now, a group of House Democrats have introduced a resolution to amend the Constitution to abolish the Electoral College and institute a direct national popular vote for president. And I know this has been a subject of much controversy and debate through the years, but again, why are they bothering with this when there is so much else going wrong with our country? And it basically shows that politics are above people in the halls of the United States Congress. Now, yesterday we reported on how Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez came on out saying that there needed to be a way for the government to clamp down on media and clamp down on non-officially proved news. And she has drawn a huge backlash from people saying this is wholly un-American. It is a violation of the First Amendment. She can go back to being a bartender. I'm sure she was a much better bartender than she is a congressional representative here. Over at CNN, I mean, everyone's saying unity, 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 which means do things the liberal way here. But CNN's Don Lemon came on out with a comment saying that if you voted for Trump, you're with the Klan, the Nazis, and the rioters. Another reason not to watch CNN. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Hey, gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat ever since.
My mistake, I'm muted. My apologies to everybody. Once again, I need to remind you all that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your continued support to go on providing good information to the American people so that they can make good choices. So the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. And of course, all this contact information is available at the top of republicbroadcasting.org. The network thanks you for your continued support. Alrighty, getting on back to the news, we're going to talk a little bit about COVID-19. It's still out there, or so we are being told. And apparently there's a big debate right now over this inability to isolate the virus, because apparently The PCR test is looking for strands of DNA that can exist in places other than the coronavirus. They don't have a unique sample that is, you know, only found in that particular virus. And that's probably the reason they're getting so many false positives here. Now, over at Johns Hopkins, Dr. Jerry Spivak, who's an expert on blood disorders, told the New York Times that he believes it's a medical certainty that Pfizer's COVID vaccine caused the death of Dr. Gregory Michael. And the Florida Health Department and the CDC are investigating the death of the doctor who died January 3rd from a rare autoimmune disorder he developed on December 21st, 3 days after receiving Pfizer's COVID vaccine. And one of my doctors says, anytime you hear the word autoimmune, you're dealing with an adverse vaccine reaction here. Apparently over in Norway, they're covering up there for the pharmaceuticals. Apparently there have been at least 13 people have died in Norway from the side effects of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. But apparently the Norwegian drugs regulator, their version of the FDA, is out there saying that they see nothing alarming with these figures, you know, that they were old people and they were probably going to go anyway. And one of the harsh realities of the vaccine industry is every vaccine is put on out there with an expectation of a certain acceptable number of deaths from the vaccine. Of course, what's acceptable to the pharmaceutical industry may not be acceptable to the families of those who actually died. Apparently, after all this time, the World Health Organization is finally getting to investigate Wuhan, China, and either confirm or deny that it was the origin point. Remember the story we mentioned earlier in the week where they discovered a case had existed in Italy the previous November. So anyway, another article here. Oh, and this is talking about what I mentioned a little bit earlier. No more fake news here. The World Health Organization protocols Pfizer used to produce the mRNA vaccine do not appear to identify any nucleotide sequences that are unique to the SARS-CoV-2 virus. Apparently, one of the investigators, Fran Leader, questioned Pfizer, and they said, yeah, you know, the DNA template does not come directly from an isolated virus from an infected person, okay? And if you don't have the isolated virus, how can you sequence it? It's guesswork. You know, they're guessing to get the product out there as fast as they can, because of the financial situation. And there have been some hideous mistakes made because of that, like thalidomide. And there were suspicions that the cause of AIDS may have been something else other than HIV, but everybody leapt on HIV and patented tests and treatments, and they're off to the bank here. Now, here's where it gets a little bit interesting with the lockdown. This is from Breitbart. Apparently, HSBC in Great Britain says that it reserves the right to cancel the accounts of customers who refuse to wear masks inside the bank's branches. And apparently, the British-based bank, the Hong Kong and Shanghai Banking Corporation, founded in 1865, has declared masks are mandatory unless you have a medical exemption. So they're really getting you know, hard about this thing. Apparently, Joe Biden has announced a $1.9 trillion new COVID relief bill that will include $1,400 checks to make a total of $2,000 to every American citizen. We're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
happened? And welcome back to our show here, and we're talking about Joe Biden has unveiled or announced $1.9 trillion with a T in a new COVID relief bill. And it's going to include $1,400 checks for all Americans, which will take the total with the $600 you've supposedly already received to $2,000. Now, the plan also includes a $15 minimum wage. The upside, of course, is people working minimum wage get more money to spend. The downside is that small businesses are going to be under a strain and may have to let people go. And apparently part of this program is $160 billion to solve the dismal vaccine rollout. And Biden is promising 100 million shots will be delivered in his first 100 days. And we will see if that in fact manifests. All right, getting on to the international news here. There, according to Jewish Insider, there are 53 Jewish groups lobbying Biden to adopt Israel's definition of anti-Semitism, which is simply that any criticism of Israel is anti-Semitic, which is like saying that any criticism of Nazi Germany is hatred of the German people, because without that, I mean, the Germans didn't really do anything that wrong here. So apparently, they're working on getting Biden to sign on to that, We know that Biden is a friend of Israel, and could definitely be even worse than under Trump moving the embassy to Jerusalem here. But they really want to get that definition there because Israel is tired of people complaining about how they behave. Well, you know, it's how they behave is the problem. Story coming on out of Information Clearinghouse. Israel is losing the fight to obscure its apartheid character. And apparently they're saying for more than a decade, a handful of former Israeli politicians and diplomats identified with what might be termed the peace process industry have warned that without a two-state solution, Israel is in danger of becoming an apartheid state. Gee, you think? And the most notable among them include Ehud Barak, Ehud Olmert, two former prime ministers, and John Kerry, who served as Obama's Secretary of State. Their chief concern is that without the alibi of some kind of Palestinian state, the legitimacy of Israel as a Jewish state will increasingly come under scrutiny. And it certainly has, or Israel wouldn't be out there trying to say that criticism of Israel is just Jewish hate. All righty. Now then, a little bit of economic news here. Amazon has been hit with a class action antitrust lawsuit claiming that it colluded with major publishers to illegally drive up ebook prices by 30%. And apparently Amazon was colluding with the big five publishing houses, which is Hachette, HarperCollins, Macmillan, Penguin Random House, and Simon & Schuster. Now, Amazon controls 89% of the ebook market, and it does qualify as a monopoly and should be treated as one. Okay, right now in the United States, a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage comes in at 2.79%. And that's just amazing. I remember when I was young, it was sort of 8% was considered good, but this is 2.79. And apparently the 10-year Treasury bill is yields are rising a little bit here. Now, over at Northern Trust Bank, they're blaming lower interest rates for the fact they've had to lay off 500 people this last week. And apparently the Bank of New York Mellon is going to be following along as well and letting people go. Over in New York, and I'm sure this is probably true all over the country right now, but just in New York, according to this article from Domagood, New York City residents owe more than $1 billion with a B in missed rent, with 185,000 apartments at least 2 months behind on payments due to the COVID-19 pandemic and the shutdown of the economy. Okay, now the other day, Donald Trump came on out with an executive order blacklisting a whole bunch of Chinese companies for their links with the Chinese Communist Party military. One of those companies, Xiaomi, says it's not connected with the military and should not have been put on the blacklist. So apparently it was just yesterday that it was added, and they're complaining about that. Now, speaking of that executive order blacklisting certain Chinese companies, this is actually going to have a negative impact on the Biden's investments in China. So that's going to hurt a little bit. A little bit of security advice, home advice right now. We actually got a notification from our local police department here in Santa Claus, which is as bucolic as you can imagine, saying that thefts were up and reminding us, if you see something, say something. And it came as a little bit of a shock because it's just not that kind of a community. But wherever you are, apparently burglary gangs are now disguising themselves as delivery drivers to gain entry to your home. So be very careful. Just tell them whatever the package is supposed to be. Leave it on the step. and, you know, go forward from there here. Getting into the realm of political correctness here, over in Cupertino, California, which is part of Silicon Valley, an elementary school, young kids, they're forcing third graders to deconstruct their racial and sexual identity and then rank themselves according to power and privilege. I mean, this is just outright brainwashing. Whatever happened to reading, writing, and arithmetic? Just amazing here. All right, getting into some space news here. Third time's a charm. Virgin Orbit will attempt to send its Launcher 1 into orbit this coming Sunday after the rocket frees from a carrier plane 35,000 feet above the surface. So it's being drop launched, and that may mean less fuel required to get into orbit. And let's see. Okay, there we are. NASA's Curiosity probe has now been on Mars for 3,000 days. That thing just keeps going and going and going and going. The latest rover, Perseverance, is headed for Mars and will be there just in a matter of weeks. And Perseverance is intentionally designed to look for the presence of life, and that will be certainly a joyous occasion for Gilbert Levin and yours truly here. But it's exciting times here. Okay, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines now. Area code 512-248-8252, and let's start taking your phone calls. Meanwhile, apparently the little drill on the Mars lander, they've been trying to get it to work for 2 years. They finally gave up and said they cannot get down into the soil to take its temperature. So a little bit of heartbreak over there. Meanwhile, NASA has revealed plans to launch the SphereX telescope in 2024 to look for clues about the Big Bang and signs of life beyond the Earth. And SphereX is going to map the entire sky 4 times. of course, you know how I feel about the Big Bang, but certainly the search for extraterrestrial life is of interest to all of us, would be a really, really good thing. Getting into the world of computers, Google published a 6-part report detailing a sophisticated hacking operation that the company actually detected last year, and it targets owners of both Android and Windows devices. Systems running the Windows 10 anniversary update were shielded from 2 exploits even before Microsoft issued patches for them. Now, the attacks were carried out via 2 exploit servers delivering different exploit chains via watering hole attacks. One server targeted the Windows users, the other targeted Android. And Google said that both exploit servers used Google Chrome vulnerabilities to gain an initial foothold on victim devices. And once they get that initial entry point, they could deploy an OS-level exploit to get more control of the victim's devices. And, you know, considering what a problem this is, you know, I have to keep asking, why is the government not making this a priority issue to solve? I mean, we're talking about billions of dollars in lost productivity from these damaged computers. Now, remember Amazon Web Services? That's the same company that deplatformed Parlay. And once again, they are applying to run the Pentagon's defense systems. And who knows, maybe that's going to be their reward for getting rid of Parlay here. Now, a little bit of good news. German authorities have taken down the world's largest darknet marketplace. They arrested an Australian who used this marketplace to sell drugs, stolen credit card data, and other illegal goods. So a little bit of good news. Somebody's doing something. Meanwhile, the National Security Agency published a guide on the benefits and risks of encrypted DNS protocols such as DNS over HTTPS, or which is known as DOH. And they are widely used right now. But apparently, NSA is warning that while technologies like DOH can encrypt and hide user DNS queries from network observers, they also have downsides when used inside corporate networks. Apparently, there are some exploits that are there. This one is a real warning, and this is coming from bleepingcomputer.com. There is an unpatched zero-day exploit in Microsoft Windows 10 that will allow hackers to literally corrupt an entire NTFS formatted hard drive with a one-line command. And apparently Bleeping Computer ran tests here. The one-liner can be delivered hidden inside a Windows shortcut file, a zip archive, batch files, or various other vectors to trigger hard drive errors that corrupt the file system index instantly. And it doesn't appear to be recoverable. So again, you got to, you know, keep an eye on security. All right. Over the past week, security researcher Malware Hunter Team, all one word, has seen an uptick in verified Twitter accounts hacked in a scam promoting another fake Elon Musk cryptocurrency giveaway. Remember the old saying, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And apparently these accounts will reply to tweets and promote a scam where Musk is allegedly giving away free cryptocurrency. I like Elon Musk. I don't think he gives anything away for free here. And the tweets will contain links that redirect to Medium article promoting the fake giveaway. The articles contain further links to the scam landing pages that state if you send bitcoins to the listed address, they will send you back twice the amount. 'Tis the season for the scammers here. Okay, the possibility of an all-out internet shutdown is more likely than ever. Have you thought about how you would prepare? Now, we all know that the government of the United States of America and the government of Israel have been drooling over war with Iran for a very long time, and Iran has been very patient with all the provocations that have been sent against it, you know, the propaganda like the laptop Odeth. It's thought that the war might be started with some kind of a false flag, like an impulse over the United States blamed on Iran, or a cyber attack blamed on Iran shutting down our power systems. And I refer to the earlier story we had where Iran and Pakistan and the Vatican all had their power systems shut down, and nobody seems to know how it was done. So how would you prepare? Well, everybody, you know, you should have a prepper survival kit anyway. And interestingly enough, the Army came out with an announcement today saying that you should make sure you have a good radio inside your prep kit. Now, for those of us who are preppers, it's just common sense. But apparently they still want you to be able to get the official news in the event the electricity or the internet goes away. Now, over at Facebook, they had a little bit of embarrassment here. They had a chat bot called Liluda, developed by Seoul-based startup Scatter Lab. And it works within Facebook Messenger, and it's an artificially intelligent system. And the lines are open. Having some tech issues today. And apparently this AI chatbot evolves, and they've had to take it down because the chatbot was saying that she despised gay people, would rather die than be disabled, and calling the Me Too movement ignorant. So, interesting evolution there. Apparently, it learns how to chat by monitoring other conversations on Facebook. Apparently, UK satellite communications firm OneWeb has received $1.4 billion in funding from SoftBank to take on Elon Musk's Starlink. And boy, are the astronomers going to be unhappy about that because of all that clutter that's visible in the sky shortly after sunset and shortly before sunrise. Obviously, when everything's in night, the satellites aren't a problem. But it is an issue here. Apparently, entangled photons have been sent between two drones hovering a kilometer apart. And they're saying this could be the beginning of a quantum internet. That would be fun. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We got callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. No, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
I want to do. Welcome back to our show here, and the phone lines are loaded up, so let's begin with Mo in Florida. Hello, Mo. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Michael, you are famous for saying something about when you want to see a dictator, force him to act like one, right?
Yes.
What was that exact quote?
The fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to force them to act like one where everybody can see it.
And you are exactly right. In 1938, Hitler signed a new gun control act. And
yes.
That's exactly. Have you seen this? The latest news with the NRA's filing bankruptcy, they're moving to Texas. They're coming for the guns, Mike.
Yes, they are.
And we know what that means, don't we?
Yes. Blood in the streets.
They're coming for the guns.
Yep.
And all the patriots listening to this broadcast of yours, lock and load, boys. I'm not saying I'm agreeing with you. Don't go out there, marching with guns. But this is what's happening. And you know that Harris and Biden has already said they're coming for the guns.
Yes.
This is exactly what's happening. In history, the one thing you really have to defend yourself. I mean, it's kind of silly now because they could drone your whole house, but
yes.
At least you have a chance with a gun. And I know I grew up like Mike.
I keep going back to that quote from Alexander Solzhenitsyn from the Gulag Archipelago. And how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would have things been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family? Or if during periods of mass arrests, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and at every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs would have very quickly suffered a shortage of officers, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt. If we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation, we purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterward.
Now,
that's a quote. Everybody needs to be remembering that one.
Yeah, so you just don't want to be premature and give them they suckered Trump into this. You know, I'm not even a Trump fan like you. I mean, I see his flaws. I think he's a Zionist anymore.
I mean, I supported Trump because I hated Hillary.
Same exact year. I mean, we're brothers. Brothers from another mother, Mike. And I totally. That's exactly. I mean, she's just pure evil. But I think Trump is a narcissistic.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he does. I think when you look into his eyes, and my wife is a very good judge of character. Looks in Trump's eyes. Can you hold me over? All right.
Yeah, I'm going to hold you over. Stay on the line. We'll come right back to you after station identification.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.